This is My Strange Addictions.
Hi guys, welcome back to My Strange Addiction. Today's podcast episode is New York, and today I'm joined with
Jordan Ori, third place runner-up on Bestie Picks Bay.
Welcome, Jordan Ori. Yes. Oh my god, I totally forgot to bring that up, but I'm glad we've already gotten there. So Jordan Ori is one of my very close friends from my time in New York.
Yeah, New Yorkers, New Yorkers. Whatever.
And she is well known for being on Bestie Picks Bay.
Yeah, people like stop me on the street and stuff.
And
really popular.
And you're super well known for looking like a lot of celebrities, right?
Oh yeah, you were with me when those dudes tried to ask me for a picture.
Yeah, who did they think you looked like?
Caitlin Dever. They, like, didn't believe me when I said I wasn't
I know. Oh, my God. All right. Well, I guess we should just get into it, to be honest. I'm pulling out my sheet of everything I want to talk about. So, should we first talk about how we ended up becoming friends?
It was probably through Art of Storytelling,
yeah,
right?
So, I guess we have to go back. So, I moved to New York for a year from the middle of the country, from nowhere. And I went to this school. I guess we can't really say the name, probably. Like, it's like a performing arts school.
Uh-oh. It's semi prestigious.
It's
probably figuring
it's very
out.
Semi, but no, but it's I loved it. I loved going there.
Yeah.
And Jordan and I ended up being in the same major.
Yeah.
Drama major. Very prestigious. And
yeah. Totally.
So prestigious. And we also happened to have like 5 out of 6 of our classes together. So we ended up kind of being forced to be friends.
Exactly. And yeah, we were in Art of Storytelling, which was like, I don't know how to describe it. It was like,
I don't,
social justice theater, maybe? I don't
really
know what it was.
Yeah, but it's also, like, experimental. It's, like, every zing word or whatever put into one class. Like, experimental.
Yeah.
Like, alternative. Social justice. Like, all these different words.
Yeah, it was all the alt kids.
This was far before the alt kids. And it was just a bunch of, like, I don't know, like, it was people from across the majors, and by the way, our school had, like, dance, theater, singing, musical theater, a bunch of dancing. I think that's it, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and then the dancers had, like, 3 different sections.
Yeah, there's, like, 30 different majors of dancing at our school, but, well, I guess it's not my school anymore, but speaking of which, I talked about this in another episode, or an episode coming up, I think, but I broke my mug.
What
my
mug?
Like my the school mug.
Oh, the
I'm
PBIS
so sad.
Ooh, maybe you could order one on their website.
It's so slow. Like I don't think I can.
Yeah, it's weird. I feel like they made it on Weebly in like 2 seconds.
Literally.
They probably did.
Yeah, probably. So yeah, we were in a ton of classes together, and we were in this one storytelling class that we've been talking about, and we were one of the only like 4 sophomores in the class. Other than that, it was all upperclassmen, and actually all of the sophomores happened to be like drama majors, right?
Pretty much.
So
yeah.
Except like
some
one
MD.
I think so we ended up getting even closer because of that, like all of the people in that class that were drama majors. So that was pretty fun. And from there we just blossomed into a beautiful friendship.
Yeah, blossoming. No, but Art of Storytelling was so weird. The teacher once had me and my friend Ryan do his chores and like clean up his office.
Oh yeah, sometimes I brought him his coffee, but I think it was part of the experience. I have
it
fond
was.
Memories of that class. Only fond. Even though sometimes I got mad at him.
Oh my god, the emails.
Okay, so I am like not the sweetest emailer, by the way. If you're a potential college listening to this, don't. I'm not very sweet when I'm angry. So I would sometimes like be a little bit feisty in my emails, which I do regret because I ended up really, really liking this teacher, but you know.
Yeah. I remember he said that he said something to me and I rolled my eyes. I didn't mean to.
It was I do like, that too, accidentally, like rolling my eyes, but sometimes
an impulse. And he went, you have attitude in person and Trig has attitude in
emails. I mean, he wasn't wrong.
He wasn't. I was mean.
We taught each other how to give attitude to him.
Exactly. But
he was great. And he was honestly one of the teachers that I feel like really, really tried during quarantine.
Yeah, he did try very hard during quarantine. And we actually did assignments.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I feel like that's the only class that I had missing assignments for. But, like, I eventually got them in, you know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I first kind of want to talk about last year, New Year's. So, I don't know if...
I don't remember.
I know, like, I barely remember it. But all I remember
I don't
is
remember
that
what
we
I
were
did.
Kind of trying to plan to do something together. And then, like, everybody dropped it, right? Like, nobody could.
What
I
happened?
I think, like, a bunch of us wanted to do something. I don't know if it was at your apartment or where, but we all wanted to do something. And then, like, nobody could. And then it would have been just you and me. And we were like, oh, whatever. Like, I guess we're not gonna.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's flaky.
It was so, everybody's flaky. It was so sad. And I just spent New Year's eating Indian food.
I don't even remember like, what I did at all. I don't remember where
honestly,
I was.
I wasn't as sad as I thought I'd be. Because literally, you guys, in New York, for some reason, school, like, winter break ends the day after New Year's. So, yeah, mm-hmm. It's crazy.
We should get one more day.
I totally agree. It should start on the 3rd, at least. So.
Wait, now this is going to bug me. Why can't I remember what I did
okay,
at all?
Okay, it's weird because you would think you would remember everything from last year better since it fell off so hard.
But yeah.
All I remember like up to November. I don't remember a lot of December.
Yeah, I don't either.
Last year was really good until it got really bad.
Yeah, I remember the last day of school.
Oh,
it was Friday
so
the 13th.
Sad.
And I remember one of the kids brought his dog into class because our school allows
that. Our school is so crazy. Like, it's really crazy. It's a bit hectic, but it's, like, perfect. Like, it's so great. I wish I could still go there, but, like, when you're there, you don't think it's perfect, but then, like, looking on the outside, it definitely is, I think. But you wouldn't see it from that view because you've always been there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. At least I wasn't there for middle school.
So true,
like,
yeah, a lot of
people
there are there for, you can even technically go there for elementary school, but it's a different school.
Oh, yeah, the elementary school kids, one of them got COVID.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they go in through the other entrance.
Our
principal was like,
"What? How can you just take me through everything that has been happening this year, like in school wise? Because my school has been online completely."
Okay, so we had blended learning. It was like you're either in A day, a B day, mm-hmm. or a C day, and you'd come in and you'd have to fill out this survey to make sure that you don't have symptoms or whatever. And you'd show it to them, you'd come in, you'd wash your hands, you'd go upstairs, you'd take your classes. There'd be like 6 kids in a class. If you had a free period, you would go to the auditorium and just like sit there. But lucky for me, I had 3 classes back to back, and then I got to leave and go home and do my rest online. So I didn't have to
wait. That kind of sad. Like, I thought it would be more fun, but it's
yeah, no, not really. I'm trying to think about what else happened. Oh, they would take people for COVID testing, like, in the middle of class, but it never happened to me.
Oh, yeah. I've only been tested once for COVID, and that's when I was going to Chicago, so, I don't know.
Yeah, I got tested once. I didn't get the, like, brain swab or whatever. I just had, like, they
stick
it
out
your
nostril. That's what I got. What's the difference? Like, what's the brain one?
It's probably just more precise.
Yeah, that's right.
More.
Like, do they just put it in deeper?
Ugh. Probably. They go all the way up your nose.
Oh my god. Okay, so in a normal year, what do you do for New Year's?
I'm not like a party person. My parents usually will drag me to like a party with one of their friends, and like maybe there'll be a few of my friends there, and we just like talk, maybe watch a movie.
Fun.
It's not like a super big deal.
So you have a car?
We do now. We actually sold our old car, but then my grandpa gave us his car because he was going to buy a new one. So now we have a car because we sold it before COVID. We thought we didn't need it. But now it's like, I want to get out of the city and do
stuff. Yeah, so you're not like one of the – have you ever been to Times Square for New Year's?
Oh, absolutely not. Never.
Oh my God. Now it's coming back. I think I wanted to go because I knew I wouldn't be there next year. So I was trying to get everybody to go to Times Square and nobody wanted to because why would anybody want to? But like I really wanted to go and then everything just kind of like fell through, I feel like.
They don't have bathrooms there. There are people that will, like, wear diapers to New Year's. And they don't even have, porta potties. And if they do, the line's, like, super long.
Yeah.
Yeah, now too.
So.
Midsummer. Oh, my God.
Yes. So we are married, technically. On two different continuums.
Exactly. The drag continuum.
The continuum. So, the sophomores at our school do they always do two shows?
If the group's big enough. This year they're going to be doing Romeo and Juliet, and then the other half is doing Antony and Cleopatra. Oh. I guess through Zoom. So I don't know.
Oh my God. Excuse me, Corona. Oh my God. So we had two shows because we had a big class, and to my recollection, I feel like I wanted to be in the other show because I didn't think there was a role for me in the show that I got cast in. And I didn't want to be a small role, obviously, because who would? But then I got cast as a drag queen and you got cast as a drag king. And
I knew it was going to happen to me.
But I was just in denial. And I knew it was going to be us, too. But, like, I was happy it was you, because if it was somebody else, I would have been, like, a little bit, I don't know. Like, it was better to have somebody that I was close with already to do it, because.
Our costumes they were wild. So
I loved it. But, so basically, we were in the show, Midsummer Night's Dream. We called it Night's Dream because it was, like, a little bit altered, but there's a king and queen and then a fairy king and queen, and I played the king and fairy queen, and Jordan played the queen and fairy king. So we like swapped when the world swapped.
Yeah. So we had like two different costumes. And in the end, I had to change out of drag and into like my wedding dress. But the dress they picked for me, it like smelled bad. Like it was musty and everything. And it didn't pick up.
Oh my God. That was such a drama every night. Oh my God. I remember that. Oh my.
It like broke in the middle of the last scene and I was like holding it.
I played Titania and then Theseus. I really liked playing Titania because I only had like a few scenes and the scenes I had were like all about me. So I was either on stage like really acting or I was completely out of the picture, which is something I really like. Just like having like very like set, like you had to go in all the time and like say these little blurbs. Like
it was long. And I accidentally turned on the house lights three times.
Oh my God, I remember
times.
That. Oh my God, that was such a drama too. People cared way too much about that.
It was so funny. I like cried backstage.
I remember that. And then everybody was like trying to blame it on you and you were like, nope, it wasn't me.
I said that like I was trying to change into my costume and I got like shoved into the lights or something.
Oh my God. I remember that was honestly probably one of the last fun things before Corona, like that whole show. I had a lot of fun doing that. And I learned a lot too.
Yeah.
Shakespeare.
Like the last fun thing though was this one sweet six.
Such a good way to end that was the real world.
One thing that I regret doing though was when we were at the sugar factory and we were just like picking candy out of the bins. That's like kind of disrespectful being that COVID was starting.
I totally forgot about that. Didn't somebody tell us that we were we were allowed to do that? I thought we were allowed to. And then after we did it, they were like, don't do that.
Yeah, but it was also like germs.
Yeah, but it was weird because there's all these bins and I'm assuming it makes sense that you probably have to pay for them. But somebody told us that they were just free. So we started grabbing candy. Oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
And you remember what happened with one of our friends' goblets?
Oh, yeah. So
basically,
you can tell it.
Okay, I'm just gonna say what a goblet is, and then you can tell the story. So basically, a goblet is just like hella sugar. It's way too expensive, and then they like pour it in on like dry ice or some crap.
It's like this $40 sugar drink. That foams basically. Well, not foams, that smokes. And everybody at our in our suite got one. And we had like what, like 20 people.
Yeah, so that's like 20 people.
I can't do the math, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. I felt so bad.
With one of our friends, but obviously we're not gonna finish them, and since everybody's getting them, like anyways, at this point I'm just trying to save how I'm sounding, but I was going a little crazy.
Sugar high.
I guess. Like, I was just, like, having a lot of fun, and, like, we were laughing at everything. I remember that.
Well, you sucked the helium out of, like, all the balloons in the bus. That might have played a part.
Because I kept asking, and then the girl that was having the suite was like, no. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, if she says no, I'm not going to do it. And then somebody else opened one and she was like, oh, never mind. It's fine. So then I was like, oh, okay, well I'm going in. So then I like sucked an entire balloon and it was like my voice was like high for like probably like 40 seconds or something.
Yeah. It was longer than everyone else's. Cause you kept going back for more balloons.
So back to the goblet, this girl's goblet, I feel so bad about this. We started mutilating it.
Yeah, just like putting all this crap from the table in it, like fries.
Oh my God. We started putting a ton of stuff in there but not. Oh my God. I'm thinking back.
Somebody had like a Reese's peanut butter in cup, like, goblet. In their goblet.
And we put it in there, and then she comes back, and she's not mad until she sees the Reese's, and then we come to find out that she's allergic to nuts.
She's also allergic to shellfish, I remember, because we wanted to go to Red Lobster.
Oh my God, you're so right. I felt really, it was me that put it in, so I felt super bad, but she didn't really seem to mind, because it's not like anybody was actually finishing their goblet, they're kind of just for the pictures. And a few sips. That sucked.
Yeah, and when we were in our show, we went to Olive Garden with the whole cast minus one person.
Twice in 3 days or something.
I know.
The one on Times Square, because our school is really close to Times Square. So that was super fun. I feel bad that one person didn't come, but I don't know why they didn't.
I don't know. I think they felt were unwanted. They weren't. And I tried to tell them that once, and they were like, "LOL, okay." And I was like,
"I feel bad about that." I never want to leave people out, and we really weren't. We don't.
Yeah, even the senior who we didn't really know that well, who was in our show, he came the second time. Boys, your face.
I totally forgot about that. So. Do we want to talk about the fact that, or let's talk about the week of Corona?
I don't remember.
It was so long ago at this point. It was almost a year ago. Well, kind of.
I just remember you wore a mask to school one day, and I like everybody teased was you like, for
"You're
it.
Like so annoying. Like, why are you wearing a mask?" And then 3 days later, we like were like Corona took over the world. So, it took over America, I guess. The U.S., not America.
Yeah. Specifically
New York. So I was honestly in the right, even though I was doing it because I literally had a cold, which actually I know for a fact wasn't Corona because I got antibody tested. So I've never had it. Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't had it before June or something. But all I remember about the week of Corona is that I interned for the Dean of Students, which she's literally Miss Gindy.
Miss Gindy's the dean? I didn't
She's
know
literally
we had
my
a dean,
favorite
wait.
Person. At, well, one of my favorite people at that school. I literally love her. And I asked her. I just straight up asked her. And she basically got me in the school. I don't think I've told anyone that. But, like, she basically, like, because they weren't having auditions, she like went to my drama program and was like, hey, there's this kid, like, do you want to see him audition? And they were like, sure. So I'm like so grateful to her. But I went up to her office one day because I had this free period the whole year, and I was like, hey, can I start interning for you? And she was like, sure. So I started being her receptionist and like doing all the stuff with documents and like eating snacks and stuff. And when Corona started happening, nobody thought we were going to be gone, but I was like, Miss Gendy, like, or should I make a fake name?
No, I think it's fine.
I was like, Miss Gendy, do you think we're going to like go like home? And she was like, well, like, yeah. And I was like, really? And I was like, for like how long? And she was like, a long time. And I was really excited.
Me too. I was like, they better close.
We were so excited. That is so sad.
Because I thought it was only going to be like a month. Like, I didn't think it was going to be. Yeah,
and I wasn't doing like super. I ended up getting like A's, but I wasn't doing like super well at the time. So I was like, oh, I can get my grades up at home, then come back and have more fun.
Yeah.
And it was also like, you know, March. Like, March is not a good month in general. Like, why would you like want to be in school in March?
Like a week before we had to leave, I think we took the PSATs or something. Not a week, but a little while before.
As sophomores, like, why would we need to take that? Yeah,
I don't know.
Anyways, but she was like, yeah, and this was a week before the last week of school, and I was like, I started telling my parents, and they didn't believe me. But from that point, I was like, okay, well, we're going home, yay! And then the last day of school, nobody was sure if it was going to be over because the mayor was like refusing to close schools. And I was like, I like for some reason had a feeling that we were going to close. And I started telling all my teachers, like, thanks, bye. Like, thanks for a good year. And they were all like a lot of them thought it was closing too. So like some people, like nobody was sure yet, but a ton of kids weren't in school that day.
Yeah. It was kind of like a ghost town already. It was weird. But our last PA class was fun, though, because of the dog that was there.
Oh, my God, the last PA class. There was a dog in class. We had a sub, or our classes. We had a split class normally. PA is performing arts time, by the way. So we had a split class normally on Fridays, but that day we were all together, which was kind of nice for the last day. We basically were all just, like, sitting there, not, like, putting in any effort because we were like, wow, well, it's over anyways, so
yeah, it was super hot
in there. That's all I remember. Like, it was so hot. I don't know why, though, and it kind of smelly too.
Yeah. kind of stinky in there.
didn't people always get mugged right outside of there?
I think that either that or in front of our school. I remember there was like a group of kids that would just mug all these boys in front of our school, but like I never really cared because they apparently had some code where like they wouldn't mug girls, and I was like, with you, okay,
so I didn't have to worry either.
I didn't see them either.
Like, I think unless they went to our school, but I doubt that. Like, I don't think anybody at our school would have done that.
No. But if I had noticed them, I'd probably just thought they were someone in the school that I've never met.
The school was like, so small, and yet you still see different people like every day. So another way that we became friends is through the subway, because we didn't live in like exact same location, but same subway train route. So
like
there was a few other like girls that I'm also super close with, and so is Jordan, but they would like take a while to like get ready to leave school.
Oh my god, everyone would go like into
which is
the
like
bathroom,
which is like fine, and, like, if you don't want to like rush to go home, I totally understand, but Jordan and I always would, so we ended up like very quickly, like without like even talking about it, just like going home together. And we would usually just hit the train before them. Sometimes they would end up hitting the same one, but we would just become friends on the train, and then like I would get off, I had to go a little bit further, but it was like fun because that was just time to like talk about the day and like become friends, like so cute.
Yeah, and I hadn't taken the train with anyone since like middle school, because like nobody would go on my route.
I've never taken a train with somebody.
Oh, I wonder why.
Me too. I have no idea. So that's kind of our subway experience. I guess we could maybe talk about the subway experience at late nights, like after our shows or late rehearsals.
Oh God. Yeah, that's when all the crazies come out. The crusties.
So true.
But I remember, and I still do, I carry pepper spray. So I was always, I just like always had it in my hand.
Yeah, like, I got ready. Mugged in my neighborhood one time, by the way, spoiler alert. And then I tried to get pepper spray after that, and I never could. So I don't know how you got it, because it's illegal in New York to buy, but you can possess it.
Oh, basically my dad got it for me and my mom for Christmas. What love Christmas present. But he has to do, like, background checks and stuff.
It's like getting a gun for some reason. Out of the state. So you have to go to, like, Connecticut or something just to get it. So, like, I never ended up getting it. But when I was with you, we always had it. And you would, like, not taunt people with it. But, like, if people were coming up to us, which happened kind of often.
Yeah. I mean, Midtown. Yeah,
Midtown, I guess. And we were at the Times Square station, I think. Or no, one stop north of it.
One over. Yeah.
You would all, like, if somebody was coming up to us and they were being creepy, you would just, like, show it to them. Like, you would just, and then they would, on their way.
It would be like, okay.
So, I'm about to hit you with the ultimate New Yorker question. I don't think you're ready for it. Mentally prepared.
Oh, what is it?
Well, this is the ultimate New Yorker question to me. A native New Yorker. But Dunkin or Starbucks?
Okay, here's the thing. I used to really love Starbucks, but I came to realize as I got older that it's very overpriced. So I've kind of like made the transition to Dunkin. It's cheaper. The workers are always super nice. Like, if you ask for a small, sometimes they'll give you like a medium. I don't know. Like, every time. It's crazy. But, yeah, I'm more of a Dunkin' person now.
I love to hear it. I'm such a Dunkin' person, too, because I'm not a born and raised Bostonian, but I lived in Boston when I was little. So, New Englanders.
New Englanders.
But also, I've kind of come to realize that in New York, for a lot of people, it's, like, whatever's closest. Like, they don't care. They're just, like, give me coffee. Also, a lot of people like Pret a Manger. I don't. Too expensive. I sometimes liked their food. We had every place close to us. Like, every single, because, I mean, Midtown, like, it makes sense. But, like, we had literally everything close to us. So, sometimes I would go there. I had a lot of friends that liked to go there. So, their coffee was fine, but it was a little too sour for me.
Yeah. One of the delis, though, right by our school, the corn deli, their iced coffee is so good. And it's, like,
the delis
super cheap.
By our school were so good. We had, like, four.
I would go there. Yeah, there were a bunch. One of them, somebody got attacked with a machete. Really? Once. Machete Deli is like what everyone calls it now, but it's kind of like not exactly near the school. It's like a few blocks away.
I loved getting bagels there because they had like some sort of really good butter on their everything bagels. It was so good. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I. Back
did cheese. You get a bacon, egg, and cheese?
No. No, because I was so grossed out by the eggs. Like, there were so many. Like, why was there so much? Like,
me too. Just,
but I did get it at, like, Dunkin' and stuff. Like, I just wouldn't get it at a deli because it was like, how do they make the eggs?
Do you think they have
chickens
in the back?
Like, when's the last time you cleaned that, like, stove? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But, like, never. I love it. Like, I just would never. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I remember one time we went with a bunch of people to this McDonald's, and we didn't realize that it was, like, a McCafe. So, it's, like, you order, and then you, sit down, and then they, like, bring the food to you.
Like,
it's, like, table
service. We were just, like, getting our, like, McChicken and, like, random, like, and they were, like, and how can we tell? And there was, like, security, like, letting people in, like, a club or something. It was so weird.
Yeah,
kind of nice.
Kind of nice, though. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, same.
I'm a loyal McDonald's
it's
fan.
It's good, and that's kind of all that matters. Like, if I'm eating there, I'm not trying to eat healthy, so what's the point? If it's good.
Yeah, don't care.
The prices are good. And it's, like, I know everybody says that things are more expensive in New York, But nothing is a better example of that than McDonald's, because where I live, like where I live now and before I was there, a McChicken is $1, but in New York it's $3. Yeah.
It is?
So like, oof. It's still a good price. It's still a good price.
That's still
price.
A but, good
like,
price though.
$2 more. Are you kidding me? Like normally it's on the dollar menu. That's why I get it. So disappointing. Instead of getting three, I have to get one.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I'll know that for
you can get a McChicken for $1
now.
Exactly.
Exactly, and I will.
So let's see. Do you have like a favorite tourist thing to do in New York?
Ooh, I'm trying to think. I mean, I like Coney Island. It's kind of a tourist thing, but I like to go.
I modeled for them.
I remember.
Oh my god, that was like the second day I moved to New York. I got the job and I went. It was so weird. It was really, really weird. I mean, Coney Island is just weird. Like, but I love it. It's where I always went when I was a little kid and visited New York. Like, I never went to, like, I've never been to the Statue of Liberty or anything.
I have been to the Statue of Liberty, but just because my cousins Illinois were visiting. And I wanted to see it. And I hated it. It was so hot that day and there was no shade. And, like, the food at the cafe
have no interest
was bad.
In going. I just don't. I don't like. I don't. I can see it from Manhattan. Why do I?
I mean, you could see it from the ferry ride over.
Like,
I don't need to go on. To
I don't
the
need
island.
To go inside of it. I don't want to. I don't want to walk up the steps. Ew. No, not gonna happen.
Not happening.
And so I guess my next question was gonna be, do you have a least favorite tourist thing? But I think we can collectively decide that it's the Statue of Liberty. Have you been to the Empire State Building? Because I have. When I was really little. You haven't?
I haven't.
Okay, I would.
No.
As a non-New Yorker, I would recommend it because, well, I don't know if I would. I was so little when I went. We got express tickets, though, so we just got to go straight up. Like, a lot of times people are waiting in that elevator for, I don't know how long.
Yeah, I would like to go to it just to, like, see
fun,
the views and
but
stuff.
I don't know if it's, like, you know.
It's a fun,
so
a fun
underground.
Little
it's like
experience.
A really, like, a lot of people don't know about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. A lot of people go up into the World Trade Center because it's, like, super
hollow,
whatever.
I did not do that.
I've been to, like, the 9/11, like, memorials and, like, museums. But I've never been up in the building. Like,
I didn't have interesting – I don't really have interest in going in, like, high skyscrapers. I don't think I did the entire time I was there. Why would I?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been in one. Wait.
Wow. Yeah. And you're born and raised in New York? Wow.
Yeah,
the truth.
Born and raised.
So when we hung out, we didn't hang out that much just because it was, like, even though we were super close, it's, like, so much work. It's, like... Like, just hanging out, you have to travel, like, 45 minutes just to hang out. Even though we lived close. Like, imagine if you lived in, like, deep Brooklyn or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I did.
Yeah. I know so many kids from our school live in, like, Brooklyn and stuff.
We were,
so it's,
we were, like, some of the only people
them.
I knew that lived in Manhattan. I don't want to be too specific just because you still live there. come visit
Jordan. Come to my house, guys.
Everybody, I'm going to...
One time this dude came up to me on the street and he was like, I don't know, I guess he was hitting on me and he asked me where I live and I so
oh my god
that I told
oh
him.
Oh my god. Oh my
he
god.
He never showed
so
up
scary.
There, so.
Yeah, sometimes you just god. Gotta tell people where you live.
Yeah.
Just invite him in, invite him over for dinner, you know. But like when we did hang out, we went to a ton of movies.
Yeah, the last movie we saw, it was with one other girl, too. And
Sonic.
It was
oh,
Sonic.
My God. I don't even remember what that movie was about. Because we were just... Because nobody would go to movies for some reason. So it was, like, just us in there. So we weren't disturbing anyone.
Yeah.
And we would just talk the whole movie.
Yeah, and I remember you, like, hid behind one of the chairs. And our friend was in the bathroom.
Oh, I scared
her. And when
she
came back...
Oh, my God.
You, like, scared her.
I miss her, too, but... I couldn't have both of you on at the same episode, so you know what I mean.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah,
we also
went
to
Frozen 2. That was okay. Two. I feel like we saw a third. Oh, we went to Maleficent 2. So
Oh my god. I forgot about. I just remember in Frozen 2, we were singing along even though we didn't know the lyrics.
Yeah.
I feel like people were annoyed.
Yeah. But we were like, and it was a huge theater, so we were like pretty far away from everybody.
Yeah. And for some reason, they wouldn't let us in for like a while, so everyone was sitting outside.
Yeah, okay.
And then eventually,
didn't we look up the law that was like, if like a movie theater has to let you in at some point, and it's an actual law. And we were like, and we showed them that we were so annoying.
Yeah,
it was me. And let's be honest.
You were like, I have a legal right to be in here. I have a legal right to see Frozen 2.
Right now, where I'm my money back, and I'm going to sue.
I'm going to sue AMC.
Ooh.
Name drop. Ooh.
That's actually, like one I don't want to talk smack on AMC right now because I actually invested in them right now. So, like, I don't want their... What?
No, I like them.
We love them. We love AMC.
I like them.
Favorite movie theater. Go see AMC.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what's the other theater that, the ones in Times Square, like royalty theaters.
Actually, it's not, I don't know, did we ever go to that one?
Is that where we definitely saw Sonic there, because I feel like we were in Times Square.
Know. Weird. What I really didn't like is that nobody took the same train as me, like, period. Like, nobody lived in where I lived at all. Like, once I got off your train and on mine, like, I was alone, period. Like, sometimes we all rode with the other girls, and then you would ride with them. Like, you mm-hmm. because you weren't that far from school, like, that far, you didn't have to stay on that long, but, like, I had to, like, just sit there. Yeah. It was so annoying.
Yeah, the subway's interesting, that way.
What are some, like, weirdest experiences you've had?
Okay, so I've seen
really
waste. Yeah, one time I saw blood
gross.
All over the stairs, and I was like, it could be blood. It could be like
there's a lot of like
drink.
Scary people on the trains, like pretty often. But I think the weirdest thing I've seen is like a pigeon on the train.
Mm-hmm. Like with anybody, you're just like there. Feel bad. I would try to help it get out.
He loved it.
He liked it. Some color.
He lived for it.
He really did. I'm trying to think of anything weird. Oh, so I don't know if my dad gave them our address, but I assume this was on the subway or something. We got a handwritten letter from the Jehovah's Witness, addressed to my dad.
Oh my God.
It was so scary. I'm like, did you give them our address?
That's crazy.
But yeah,
they've never come to our door or anything ever. Neither have
people will just start like random cults and then like not that those two religions are cults, but like religions nobody's ever heard of, and they'll preach about them in the subway.
Advertisements, like,
and
in
people
advertisements
are like, what?
They'll pay for, they'll just like stuff them in there. That happens all the time. And like a ton of what are they called? I can't think of the word, like psychics. A ton of psychics do that too.
Oh my god, they have like the little Illuminati symbol.
Did we?
I definitely planned to go thrifting.
Right.
We definitely
went to Soho once or twice together. That was fun. And we had this thing of going to TJ Maxx.
Stop.
Favorite store ever. Because you are a native New Yorker, do you have any secret favorite thrift shops that you like to go to for the viewers, listeners?
Oh, I'd have to look up the name of it because I don't know. But it's on like 14th Street. It's like really crazy looking from the outside. There's the woman who runs it. It's like really eccentric. Oh my god, what is it called? They're like cowboy boots outside.
You'll know.
You'll
it's on
notice
14th Street.
It.
Everybody.
You'll notice.
I don't really like 14th Street. It's kind of like it's not.
Yeah, me neither.
It's just like too.
Yeah. And then people in this one thrift store, there's always like a fight going on too. It's really funny. People just walk in and start fighting. Like they're not even thrifting.
Oh my
they
gosh.
Just go there.
All
to, like,
I know
fight.
Is that like the one thrift store that was recommended to me like heavily was L Train. I found good stuff there, but like I wouldn't say it's like it is a good thrift store and it's pretty cheap. But I wouldn't say that it's like so amazing or anything.
It's because all the Depop girls go there and they like, yeah, raid that's it sad. And nothing's
that's, like,
left.
The only problem with Depop. I like Depop because like I get a lot of the unique stuff from it, but like that is kind of a problem that people will go not to like just to resell.
I mean, I like to support small businesses and stuff. Like, I'll get jewelry, like handmade jewelry and stuff off of Depop. Sometimes I'll get clothing, but I don't like the people who will buy a $2 shirt at Goodwill and then sell it for $30. Yeah. Like, that's
so
annoying.
In the future, do you want to live in New York or where do you want to live?
I definitely want to go to college either upstate or out of state. But I don't know if I don't want to live here. Like, I might want to. It's just, like, a lot of times, too, where people go to college, they, like, end up living there. So, like, that might happen. But I'll definitely, like, always, like, come back to New York.
I mean,
and, like, visit family,
even
if I don't live there.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
And I, when I come visit, what's the first thing you want to do?
Cool. I don't know. I feel like we should meet with also other people too. I mean, we could go to restaurant or something.
You know what we
never
did?
Maybe we could go like thrifting.
Oh, I'm so sad about it. Then I was about to meet all your friends that Friday. Remember? I forgot to meet your friends. I'm so sad about it. Like I was so excited to meet all of them because of COVID.
It got canceled
because
of COVID.
Oh my god! And it was that's so sad. And like it was all these people that like you told me about a lot. Jordan's friends, if you're listening, still want to meet
from
you
from middle school.
But like, I think we should definitely like do that.
Period.
Like, do your 16th birthday party.
Yes, it's so sad that I got left out. We were gonna go to this one restaurant and just like
have a good time. But I definitely think we should go to a movie when I come visit, because just like as like a an homage for
an
sure.
An homage,
and
for sure.
Honestly, just repeat everything that we used to do.
I think one of the last things we did was we went to Beetlejuice and we got to go like backstage and
that was it's kind of sad because my friend was gonna come visit me and she got snowed out where she lived.
Mm-hmm.
So we were gonna go watch Beetlejuice, but instead she couldn't come, so I had two Beetlejuice tickets and like I was gonna get to go backstage because my friend is in the show. And she's going to get to meet her, which she was excited about. And then I was like, okay, well, I have to invite somebody. So I brought Jordan.
Yeah,
so
Beetlejuice squad. It was fun. And
that was
cool to see the backstage.
I think I saw that show twice. It was such a good show. It's kind of sad that it's not on Broadway anymore.
The Music Man, like, bought out theater or something just because it has
what a
big
waste.
Names like Hugh
like,
Jackman
I get that it's a good
stuff.
Musical, but Beetlejuice had so much potential.
It really did. Yeah. It was good.
Oh wow!
But like nobody's
true.
On Broadway
they
right
did
now.
That, like,
so
like little performance with like a few shows, but I didn't watch that. I didn't want to pay.
I didn't either.
Exactly. Not gonna
not
happen.
Happening.
Have you like what's? Do you see a lot of Broadway?
Used to see like I don't know maybe like mm-hmm. two or three shows a year. Some like our school takes us to Broadway shows sometimes. I think this was freshman year, so I don't think you were there, but they took us to see To Kill a Mockingbird.
I'm not sad that I missed that. I've been in that show, and it's, like, it's a great show, but it's, like I know it. Like, I don't, and I understand that it'd be super good on Broadway.
Yeah.
I don't need to see it again.
What I didn't like about it was that the little kids being
played
by adults.
Okay, I remember that there was a reason
it's
I didn't want
to
see it. That's so stupid. It's so, like, not what was intended for the story. Like, I hate that.
Yeah. It's also, it always just creeps me out to see adults acting
like
children. For some
I think the only show that our school brought us to, or no, we went to two shows last year.
We went to Cyrano and I had the flu and didn't know it. And that was during a school shooting threat. And my mom, and I also had the flu and my mom was like,
totally
too bad you're going.
That. Our school was, oh my God, we can talk about Gossip Girl. So
okay.
You guys know Gossip Girl is like a TV show. I think they're making a new one right now, but
yeah, they are. We both sent in our pictures to the casting.
So disrespectful. But our school like had this Gossip Girl page, which was basically just like a drama page, like that like other like tons of schools have these. But ours was a Twitter page. And then it sprung like another copycat page called Gossip Boy, I think.
Yeah, it was called Gossip Boy. But what I remember about Gossip Girl was that all their tweets
yeah,
were like
the grammar
incomprehensible.
Was awful.
Like nobody
still don't know who
understood
Gossip Girl
what they
was, but
said.
Gossip Boy, like, was for some reason making a lot more people angry than Gossip Girl, and eventually,
Yeah, they were like directly attacking people and stuff and
yeah,
like
and
posting
eventually the
about them and
page
like.
threatened to like shoot up the school, which like I'm pretty sure was a joke, but
Yeah.
it should not be taken lightly because that's a huge deal. So a lot of people didn't come to school. I don't remember if I came or not, but
I feel like you did go because you were
yeah,
definitely
I
at
might
Cyrano.
have just gone to Cyrano. Oh, you know what it was? I didn't go one day, but I went the next day because I was like,
Yeah.
oh, well, it's not going to happen. And it didn't because it was definitely just like, it didn't happen.
Didn't
Thank God.
happen.
But we went to Cyrano and a ton of pretty high profile people were in it. Well, like, I mean, Peter Dinklage, he's like
Peter
super
Dinklage.
famous. He's in a ton of movies. Some guy from Glee. I don't know who though because I've never seen Glee.
He played Ryder in Glee, and then there
Yeah, from
was
the
a girl
original
from
cast. She played the original
Hamilton that
Peggy
was.
and the girl that is in Say No to This. I forgot her name.
That was
Very
an
interesting.
interesting play. I was
I
dying in the back. I was like heavily
was
ill.
sitting next to my friend and she was like putting on makeup the whole like she was doing like basically a YouTube video the whole show. It was a good show. I just
Why?
didn't really like the music score, if you will.
I just remember at like the after talk, Peter Dinklage called out one of the kids in our school for wearing
Oh
a
yeah, that
glow
was
in
so
the
fun.
dark jacket. Love that. He's
Yeah.
sassy.
And then we saw a second show, which I liked more. It was like all the Natalie Portmans.
Oh yeah, I remember
Yeah.
I was in like
Yeah,
the
we were
front
next to
row.
yeah,
They
we
were
were
like
both in the
right
front row.
there.
That was near the end though, right?
Yeah, that was definitely near that was
Yeah,
probably
it
in
might
like
have even been in
February or
March. I'm not sure.
March.
That was yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah. It was a good show. They like to take us to like off-Broadway shows with like
Right.
support smaller theaters and businesses
Right.
and stuff, which is good.
I liked I my favorite part of the year, actually I had a lot of favorite part. I really liked being in, oh, we didn't do this together, but I was in this like I was in a tech cast for the junior show. That was fun. But I really liked doing
Yeah.
Night's Dream. I had such a good time doing that. And we like I really liked our cast because they split like the grade, but I really liked every I mean I liked both, but I really liked who we got, so that was fun.
Yeah, it was definitely fun. I feel like pretty much everyone was
Yeah.
really close
I mean,
and
one person had to, I'm trying to remember who draw. Oh, I remember. One person ha yeah. One
I know.
it was a yeah,
It
somebody
was a
had to drop
medical
out for
reason, though.
medical
So.
reasons and we got a new cast member who wasn't in our grade. He was actually 2 years older than us, which was like kind of too bad because we didn't have as much time
Which
to
was
get
kind
close to him, but we still ended up being friends with him, so that's good.
of. We were like friends with the kid who dropped
Yeah, it
out,
was
so that was
sad,
kind of
but
sad.
you know. Medical reasons are medical
Oh,
reasons.
well.
There's not really like.
Other show ended up, someone got sick
Oh.
and they had to like
Ye
redo the ending,
oh
and
my
it
God.
was like
Yeah. The
much
night we saw
shorter.
it, one kid got sick and they had to like just do an impromptu like intermission. And like they cut an entire storyline, which like some of our friends were like the main characters in. And that's so sad that like we didn't get to see them act. But they
I
took it well.
know.
Like they knew it wasn't like. Like it was just like this kid got sick, so
Then the next night, a different kid got sick and couldn't show up, so the director stepped in as the role. And I remember there was a part where one character has to sit on top of the other,
oh.
so it was the director sitting on
Oh,
top of
really?
a
I
student.
totally
It was
forgot
so
about
weird.
that. I don't know. There was that's I
It's an
just remember my
adventure
math teacher didn't like
always.
me. Oh, we were in the same math class, and he
Yeah,
left like
well, he
halfway through the
left
year
randomly
without
and
me.
never
We were
told
never told why.
why.
I think he's back though at the school.
He is back. I saw him in the hallway on like Halloween. He like came, he like snuck up behind me and he went boo.
That's
And
so
I was
random. He
like,
took the same train as
okay.
us. He should.
As
Well,
he
one of the train.
should.
Like I just know that I got off a lot at the same time. One time, oh my God. Oh my God. One time I accidentally like bumped like not bumped, like shoulder like smashed into him when I was like getting through a crowd. I didn't mean to, and I like
Oh God.
oh my God, he saw me. He saw who it was. I was like so embarrassed. I wanted to die. But
Ugh.
he didn't treat me
And
worse
you
for
know, you were good at making
it.
teachers mad because we were supposed to take this test that for some reason, like, nobody knew about it. And the teacher was like, you have to take it anyways. And then everything had kind of calmed down. And then you raised your hand and you were like, excuse me, no one knows what this is. And then the teacher started, like, cursing us out. And he was, like, throwing papers on the ground. Oh, my God,
I remember that. I just got a flashback and I regret saying that. Because, honestly, I'm sure that was totally on us. Like, he definitely told us and, like, nobody listened. Because, I don't know, that class was hectic because we had this class that was two different classes and it was a block period, so we would never know what was happening, which is like on us, but like also like it was just crazy and chaotic, and it was at the beginning of the day. That was such a fun class though.
The substitutes we get were weird too, that one dude who hated us. Yeah, I remember that one. But the other guy who, like, made us stop our work to tell us about, like, Ted Bundy for some reason. I don't even remember that.
There was so much that happened. You know what I just realized? This is actually a big pivot, but
what?
I was not there for Valentine's Day, and I don't know why.
I don't even remember. I just remember that
I, like, saw a ton of pictures, and I was like, huh, why wasn't I there? And then I realized, like, I wasn't at school, but I don't know why. I think it was, like, a Friday, maybe, and I thought I had COVID, so I was super sick, and then later I thought I had had COVID, but didn't antibody test, so that was kind of sad that I wasn't there, because that's, like, our school doesn't have, like, homecoming or anything, but it had these random dances, like, Halloween, Christmas, and Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, during holidays, they'll, like, at lunch, they'll set up, like, the auditorium, and then there'll be, like, a mosh pit, there'll be, like, a fair in the courtyard.
Did we do the haunted house together?
Think so. I don't remember. Yeah, I'm not sure. Though.
All I know is that like every year the seniors, it's such a school of spirit. Like it's such a great. So, it's such a
It is great. Like,
chef's kiss. But we had this like our seniors always put together a haunted house, and it was honestly I was not impressed at the time, but looking back. Like, considering that they probably had a budget of, like, $1, and it was a bunch of seniors, and they didn't, like, have like, an actual space for it, I was very, looking back, I'm very impressed with how well it was, like, or how well it was done.
Like, time, though, I was, like, I'm not scared at all,
but honestly, they tried. They did their best.
They did try.
Halloween like, is so fun, and the high school I went to and go to now, like, you're not even allowed to wear a costume to school, so, like, this was such a different experience. Yeah, like, everybody was allowed to dress up, wear masks, like, whatever you wanted. That was so fun.
I miss Halloween. Halloween was kind of lame this year at school. I mean, one kid just, like, put up a bunch of decorations, but people came in costume, but nobody was, like, allowed to, like, party.
And now that that the cases have risen again in New York, you guys aren't in school anymore, right?
No, yeah, we're fully remote until further notice, I guess.
I guess that sucks, but hopefully just, like, everybody will be in school for senior year. Well, our senior year.
Yeah, I really want to be. Yeah, I want to have a good senior year. I want to do senior assassin. Oh, we have something like that at our
school.
It's, like, with spoons, and if, like, somebody takes your spoon, like, you're dead, and then they hang up, like, all the fallen soldiers on the wall. Oh, at our school, it's, like, with water guns,
and the only rules are that you can't shoot anyone on school campus. And so you have to like go to people's houses and camp out for like nights. It's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
It's like
fun.
The only fun thing though.
Yeah, I want to have a good senior year. I think
the second semester will be. So we'll get a good senioritis.
Yeah, I mean if they can get the vaccine out to enough people. I think they've
probably started giving it to doctors by now. I don't know. We're recording this, guys, by the way, a little in advance. So like we're not completely sure what it's gonna be like. But I think hopefully by this coming summer, we'll start getting our vaccines. I don't know.
Hopefully. Summer was kind of, I mean, I really wanted to like travel this year, which like didn't really happen. I mean, we went to Cape Cod, which was fun. Yeah, we stayed in like our own little cottage and like we didn't have to wear masks. Oh, that's like fun. Nobody was near us at all.
That's
it was
so
like
fun.
Abandoned, kind of. Yeah. But I miss traveling. Not that I did it, like, a lot or anything.
I wish I could come back to New York for senior year. I just know it's not going to happen. But I really wish I could.
Yeah, I mean, we never. Yeah, you never know. I can always
manifest, but.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Like, I just loved being in New York. And, like, especially, like, it's almost like I got like extra, like, because you've always lived there, like it's not like different or anything, but like it's almost like I got extra time to like train to be an actor, because like college is like gonna be kind of on my own time, but it's almost like high school is on, like, I don't know, the city's time. Like, they made me go to high school, so like I kind of get the most out of it if I'm going to a school that's all about acting. So
yeah, and you're lucky you've never had to take the regions, is like some weird test everyone has to take at that.
I know, and they had a retake day in January, and I didn't sign up because I didn't know about it, and I also didn't want to. It was like a little of both, and I was like, well, I mean, kind of not feeling the need to, because if I'm not going to be here next year, why would I waste my time studying? Yeah, literally.
Public school life.
Oh my god, yeah, it's crazy that that's a public school.
Oh, remember, what's the craziest, like, thing you think, like, the grossest thing you saw at the school?
Oh my god.
Or, like, the weirdest? Because I know what mine is. I remember that's when somebody broke one of the toilets in the girls' bathroom, and it was, like, just shattered for, like, a few days.
Oh my
like,
god.
Nobody cleaned it up. That was funny.
I don't know
vibes.
What the grossest thing is. I think the weirdest thing is that the school that we go to, used to be an insane asylum.
One of the teachers started that rumor. So it wasn't actually a kid, but I don't know if it's true or not. But there's
that
definitely
says, like,
a
ward
downstairs that.
Yeah, like ward with a number. I'm pretty sure. I think I looked it up and it was either that or a prison. I don't know. But that's weird. That is very weird.
And it still is.
I don't know what the grossest thing is. Like, I'm trying to think. There's not too many gross things there.
Well, I know on the first day of school this year, when I came to, the teacher was going to have me sit in the back because of, like, COVID and stuff. And I got to my desk, and there was literally half a cockroach, in front of the desk.
Remember when there was a cockroach in the auditorium? Oh my god, that was so gross. And the entire class stopped just to, like, find it.
And we have to have the windows open now, and a bird
flew in
once, apparently.
When you guys didn't start till October, right?
Yeah, we didn't start
like
till
any
like
school
the,
or
October.
Just like in person?
In person. We had online classes
a
few weeks before we started
in
person school.
That's crazy though. I like for a while I thought that you guys just didn't start till October, and I was like, when are you going till, like, July or something?
I wish. I wish. And apparently we're still gonna have like AP tests.
Yeah.
I didn't know that taking AP classes meant you had to take like an AP test.
You don't have
it's just
to take
honors.
It, but like you can, and it's not like you should, but you can, and like it's also kind of like, why take the class if you don't want to take the AP test? I'm taking two APs right now, and I'm so unprepared
Me
for the
too.
Tests already. And it's like, we're not even like halfway through the year.
No. Yeah, and then they're probably going to be like no multiple choice. It's probably going to be like a few short answers. I'm like,
yeah.
That's worse advice.
So, I have another thing I thought of. What are you doing this year for New Year's, since this is going up December 31st? What are you doing today, I guess?
I know. We're probably just going to stay home. Like, but we'll probably make a party out of it. Like, even for Thanksgiving. Like, we didn't go to see anybody, but we still had, like, fun. We watched, like, the dog show, and we played Monopoly on the PlayStation. Like, there are still things you can do with people you live with. And of course, we'll be, like, festive for the holidays. We'll probably, like, put up a tree and everything. Just try to make it feel normal.
Are you seeing friends at all? I haven't even thought of that.
Yes, but only outside and with masks. And, like, not frequently. Just, like, maybe, like, once
every
2 weeks.
For a while, I was, for basically all of the summer, I was seeing friends inside and outside with masks, except when we took Instagram pictures and we took them off for a second. I kind of feel bad about that, but it's just it is what I did, so I should take accountability for it. Until the cases started rising where I live, and now the cases are skyrocketing. So I'm now like basically completely on lockdown, and I'm only down to seeing friends outside, but like I'm hardly even doing that. So I'm kind of waiting till the cases go down to start seeing people again, which is really sad, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I went with my friend yesterday to Urban, but like a candle and some bath salts, but like whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, yeah, big sad. Everything big I'm like, just thinking is like how much I miss it, how much I wish I could go back. And that's it. I don't, there's no moral of this story. Sometimes on these, I have morals. Sometimes, yeah, very, very infrequently, I have like morals. Like, what did we learn from this? What I've learned is that Corona ruined my life. That's exactly. Just, there's nothing more to it. Like,
mm-mm. Yeah, not really. It like sucks, but also like I'm used to it now for sure.
Like, if like quarantine is not getting to me like it did in March right now, like I'm just so like, whatever. Like, I'm chilling, you know what I mean? Oh.
Okay, but the beginning of the quarantine was kind of elite. We had like Tiger King. People were making like whipped coffee.
Because I was so depressed from that. Like, I hated. I watched Tiger King, but not that. Like all of that just reminds me of being like sad.
Yeah, I tried to make whipped coffee once, and it was such a disaster. I made it like a week ago or something.
Once I started seeing like the trend coming back, kind of. I was like excited for school being off until I had to move back, and I was like, wait. This means that we're not going back, mm-hmm. right? It was very, very disappointing. And then I was, like, holding out hope until, like, May when they were going to announce whether we were going back or not. And, like, I had a whole plan. Like, if we were going to go back, we didn't have our apartment anymore. So we were going to, like, just live on, like, a super expensive Airbnb in, like, Times Square or something because they're all so cheap right now, even still. And I would just go to – yeah, and I would just go to school for the last few weeks. But did not happen. Because they were that's only like $50 though, a night for a while.
Yeah, I remember when all the prices dropped and like travel and stuff. No, but like right, nobody right. did it. So.
Right, because that's so irresponsible. I did go to Chicago for a weekend, but I don't know if that counts as really traveling. It's not that far.
I mean, I went to Cape Cod, so.
Really inside anywhere, like shopping or anything. So it was.
Chicago? Well, oh, that's different than, like, taking a plane.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're not really around anybody either, it's, like, I mean, you probably, I mean, mm-hmm. it's a city, but, like,
yeah.
I mean, I live in New York, I have to be around people, for sure. So there's, like, nothing I can really do about that. But there was, like, a time where I was even, like, afraid to, like, walk near like, someone else, and I'm was, like, kind of I'm gonna that, get not COVID. Completely.
Like, I'm more used to it now, but, like, remember when, like, we started seeing a ton of people wearing masks before, like, when we were still in school, like, random people were wearing masks, like, on the subway and stuff. That started freaking me out a little bit.
Freaked me out, too, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, you won't see a few people in masks, but, like,
COVID during, kind of scary. Like, it was so bad in New York. I'm surprised it didn't hit our school at all.
Yeah, I mean... I took a test in, like, June or July, and I didn't have antibodies or anything.
I didn't have them, even though I thought I got it in February. Because remember when I was, like, Valentine's Day, when I was so sick, like, I wasn't lucid, is that the right word? Yeah, I think it is. So I was, like hallucinating and stuff. I was just, like, sleeping in and out, like, fever dreams, all this stuff. I was, like, once Corona started, I was, like, oh, my God, that's what I probably was. Because, like, it wasn't the flu, because it wasn't the right symptoms. But then in June, antibody test was like, nope, not that. Something else, girly.
Nope. Sometimes you just get like undetected viruses and they don't know what it is and there's like nothing you can do. I get those all the time. It's so funny. I'll go.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. I don't know. Like, I mean, when you're in New York, you're supposed to so many people. Like, it's just not. I got sick more there than normal. So, I don't know. More people.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I remember freshman year, we had to put on, like, a showcase. And that night, I got, like, super sick, and I couldn't go for the second night.
About that.
And somebody had to, like, step in for me, and I was just like, ooh. I was just at home in bed dying and watching that Emperor's New Groove or something.
Out of any year that got cut short, it was kind of the worst one for me, but I don't know. I'm glad we're going to, well, right now it seems like we're going to go back for senior year. So that'll be good. Although I'm not even excited to go back to I'm kind of excited to go back to my school. I don't know. There's not much there that I like want to like do, but I don't know.
Taking the ACT on December 12th. I'm so scared. Yeah. I'm taking it early just right. so I can get a gauge right. of what it's like to actually take mm-hmm. it. Because you can, like, retake it as many times yeah. as you
I think
want.
I'm going to take it, I don't and know they, when, probably, like,
people super score it, so it's, something. Like.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I might have to, I think my practice test, I'm good at reading and English, but, like.
Right.
They don't give you a formula sheet for the math, so that's kind of hard. Science is kind of weird. Okay. But yeah. the ACT is much easier for me than the SAT for some reason.
Yeah, it was hard. I think in
the SAT was really hard
February
for me.
February or March or something. I'm really excited because I think I'm going to go skiing for a month in, like, Colorado. Because it's outside, it's, like, safe to do, and we're driving there and all this Yay. Stuff. So, like, I'm excited for that. So maybe I won't take it in February, but yeah. I don't know.
It's fun, though.
Yeah.
I'm a cat whisperer.
By the way, guys, we're the same sign. We're both Pisces.
Yeah, spicy, right?
I don't know.
You're Pisces stellium, right?
Oh, yes. I'm a Pisces stellium.
That's one, too? It's just what's, not, I have, you're... like, Mercury, like, Uranus or something. I don't know. But I remember yeah. the day I figured out, I didn't know we had, like, a moon and mm-hmm. rising, and it was, like, at this Hanukkah party that we were both at, and I was, like, doing it at some website, and you were like, I hope you're not a Leo, I hate Leos, and then it came back, my moon was Leo, and you were like, of you're course like, it is.
Fine, I'll just leave.
And I was like,
no, oh my god, I know, I literally, like, I talk so much smack on Leos for no reason. I was Leos like, I'll no leave. I feel like everybody does, though, it's kind of just a thing.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, people hate Pisces, though. I mean, everybody getting me for this.
Yeah, true. Like, I feel like Capricorn and Pisces are
people
like
leave
the
us out all the time. They just, like, don't include us.
I guess we can. You're TikTok yeah. famous, low key. I mean, you've gone viral. Like when I first met you, you had already had a
not really
at, like, 10K views, and then, like, you've hit, like, a million or something, right? And you're totally welcome back if you ever have. I don't know if I told you what this podcast is even about, but it's basically, like, obsessions. Yay. This episode's, like, just veering off of it a little bit, but it's, like, obsessions, like, any obsessions you've had in your life and just, like, talking about them. So yeah. if you ever any have any ideas, what? On when?
Yeah, that would be
fun.
I'd like to do one of those.
Yeah. So thank you so much for coming. Jordan, do you want to plug your TikTok, Yay. Your Instagram, or anything?
It's JOURDAN.ORE. EO. People used to call me an Oreo because my last name is Ori. Please don't ask. But yeah.
That it is.
And
what it
if
is.
You do find out my TikTok username, good
luck. Oh my god.
Okay, people think that's actually my name though too. It's right. so funny. Like my mutuals will like call me that. And I'm like,
well,
oh.
Thank you so like actually I'm so like, much for oof. Coming on. I'm so glad that this ran like
but, yeah.
how long it did. I loved I'm so, like I love we don't like FaceTime that much, but like I love talking with you. So like we should talk more. All right. Well, thank
yeah,
you guys so
we
much
should.
For listening.
We should.
If you enjoyed, come back next week when we talk about something else.